No matter what Reiki course you attend, you'll go through a number of initiations or connection rituals, and there are two words used to describe these rituals: attunements and empowerments. Most people in the world of Reiki will have received an attunement, which is a ritual that certainly started out as a ritual that Mrs. Takata taught to her master students. Over time, though, the ritual has evolved and changed as it's been passed from one teacher to another, so there are now a whole range of different rituals used in different Reiki lineages, all referred to as attunements. The ritual that Mrs. Takata was taught by her teacher, Dr. Hayashi, will have had its origins in the work of the imperial officers, who, you'll remember, were taught towards the end of Mikao Usui's life, and who were taught a system that was not representative of what Usui had been doing with most of his students. On Reiki evolution courses, we use empowerments, Reiju empowerments, which are a form of Tendai Buddhist blessing, the sort of blessing that a Tendai teacher would confer on his students, carried out with the intention that the student should receive what they need. Reiju is a simple ritual that represents the empowerments that Mikao Usui used with his students, and these initiations are used and taught by Usui's surviving students. There are some other Reiki teachers out there who use empowerments too, it's not only us, but attunements are much more common. We've been using Reiju empowerments on our courses for quite a few years now, and there seem to be some distinct advantages for both giver and receiver. To carry out, Reiju is a beautiful and elegant ritual, simple and deceptively powerful. And our impression is that for the receiver, Reiju allows the student to be both more sensitive to the energy and better able to work intuitively when compared with students who have received attunements. Certainly, we've seen this view echoed by other teachers who are using Reiju in practice. If you are following one of our home study courses, you'll be receiving some distant empowerments, and we provide weekly distant empowerments for all our students to tune into. It may seem a bit strange to think that you can initiate someone into Reiki without being in direct physical contact with someone, but in reality there is no difference between empowerments carried out in person and empowerments carried out when there are hundreds or even thousands of miles between teacher and student. To explain this, we need to consider what an empowerment, or an attunement, actually does. And in fact, you can look at this in different ways. One way of viewing an empowerment is to see it as a way of connecting you to Reiki, hooking you up to a source of energy that you weren't connected to before, so that you can then channel energy from this source for your own benefit and for the benefit of others. You could see the initiation as a way of making the introductions between the student and the source of the energy. So the empowerment isn't something that is between the teacher and the student, it is something that is between the student and the source. The teacher is a necessary bystander in the process, but what is going on is between the student and the source. You could thus say that all empowerments are distant empowerments, and where the teacher might be standing is irrelevant. The teacher just makes the introductions. Some people see empowerments as a way of adjusting the student's antenna so that they can now receive the Reiki frequency, whereas before it was not possible. But I think that the most useful interpretation is to see an empowerment as a ritual permission for the student to realize something that is already there. Students are not connected to something that they were not connected to before. They have always been connected to Reiki. They couldn't not be connected. The empowerments help the student to notice and experience what is already there. Of course, this view rather begs the question of whether it is possible for the student to attune themselves. But in practice, people basically cannot work with and channel Reiki before their Reiki course, while they can subsequently. And it is the empowerments they receive that allow this latent or dormant ability to develop and flourish. Usui empowered his students regularly as part of their training, and it is an integral part of a system. Finally, If you're wondering what you might experience when you receive an empowerment, whether in person or at a distance, it's difficult to say with any certainty. People vary so much in terms of what they experience, though people do tend to notice more when the empowerment is sent at a distance. Some students have amazing experiences with light shows, fireworks, bells and whistles, which is nice for them, whereas for others, very little or nothing at all will be experienced, which can be a little disheartening. But what you notice when you receive your empowerment is no guide at all as to how well it has worked for you. Empowerments always work. Empowerments always give the student what they need on that occasion. Sometimes the student will notice a great deal happening, though this doesn't really mean anything, and sometimes the student will notice little or nothing, and again, this doesn't really mean anything. Sometimes you might find that on a live course, three of the students are talking about the interesting and perhaps amazing things that they've experienced, while one poor soul sits there, having felt very little, with that little voice in the back of their head saying, "I knew it wouldn't work for me." Well, fortunately, Reiki works for everyone, and that becomes clear to you when you start to work with energy on yourself and on other people.